This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What it is, you know what it is, it's Tyrus. The Timph and I decided to put out one of our favorite past episodes this week for you. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the episode of Tyrus and Timph, Nuff Said. What it is, gobble, gobble. I guess this is our
gobble, gobble
Thanksgiving festive. Most of you still have the itis. We're probably knee deep in leftovers.
Yeah, those that's true. Because yeah. It's Saturday after Thanksgiving.
Yes. Those of us who are able to actually lock down a turkey because you got to either catch a leprechaun, a unicorn, or a turkey this year. So hopefully everyone's turkey day was fun and safe. All right, Kat, how are things?
Things are great. You know, they really are. I'll say that. They're pretty great. I don't have any, like, major complaints. I'm well, physically, knock on wood.
Any health? Any colds?
Yeah, I'm actually quite well.
Good.
Okay, which is nervous.
That makes me really nervous. I mean, something's coming.
I gotta be honest with you. And you handle change a little better than I do.
Yeah.
Our bar apparently was broken. As you can see, it's not here.
Yep. What happened?
Oh, the desk. They got rid of it. Someone complained
apparently
about it.
Someone complained about it?
It was a scathing email.
It was kind of broken. It was kind of broken. And it was like a weird interview dynamic. For those of you who don't know, there was like a big like podium desk. And in this podcast studio, then all the other seats are low. So it was kind of.
I didn't mind towering above everybody.
No,
I never get a chance to do that.
You enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, you got a little. A little bossy, but
a little
bit
of an attitude.
It was okay.
It's warranted.
You know, I just, you know, the whole Ms. Tim thing was a little much, but you know what? You gotta feel it out. You know, you gotta know.
Yeah, sorry I started making people call me sir.
Yeah. And the thanking you for your service was a little, but you know what? You
I'm
don't
a half
know
veteran.
Until you're in the chair. So no one can judge until in the chair.
Mm-hmm. Plus, so, I am a half veteran. That
yes,
is how that works.
Yes,
I married a veteran. Mm-hmm. Therefore, I am one half of a veteran.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's how that works.
It literally is. You swore in. You took a vow.
Yeah.
Did I serve this country? No, I half served this country. Okay, I'm not claiming to have served the country when I didn't serve the country.
But quite possibly,
I'm claiming to have,
served a beverage or a meal of food.
That's how it goes.
To your husband, who's in the military. So technically, you serve at least occasionally a couple times a week.
Last week, I loaded the
water bottle here, dishwasher chore there.
I made the bed twice.
Yeah, you're part time.
Where he sleeps in the marital bed.
Yeah.
Question, why do people say that?
So I've never.
Nary a time did I, but you know our addiction to words that no one else uses anymore.
Yes.
I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but apparently the world needed more Tiger King. So they added 5 more episodes to the Tiger King documentary, and they really should have just ran those 5. Because, and at one point... I get scared every time I say her name because I get a mental image in my head. She just
Carol
scares me. Yes, Carol Baskins. She's starting to come off like Hannibal Lecter a little bit. Like I got to be honest with you.
I did not think you were going to say that.
Either.
Yeah, she's starting to come off that way. We're like, but she was like, yes, and they were in the marital bed. And I just thought, and then she said marital home.
Ew.
I'm like, if you're married and you only have one home, do you have to call it the marital home?
Yeah, it's kind of redundant.
It's like it's a home. Do you live in a marital apartment?
No. We're married, and we're also there.
But you wouldn't characterize it as the marital
apartment. Although something popped up on my Facebook, like my iPhone memories, whatever, that I had screenshotted this because it was the most disgusting thing I ever saw. Some couple, they said, you know, share their wedding anniversary pictures, and they were like 2 years ago. They're like, can't believe it's been 2 years since we got married and then consummated the marriage later that night.
Ew!
Thank you, Kate. One more time. One more time. Thank you.
Why do you need to say
new
that?
Soundbite.
New soundbite. Oh, we didn't just get married. We fucked.
Yeah. That's what a guy would say at a bar. But because it's all about wordplay.
Ew.
Because you say consummated, you can say it in any setting, and nobody can be like,
I would unfriend them just for that.
Say it again.
They were really, really Christian, so they saved it. They saved
the
bang
the
for marriage.
Constimization?
I don't.
They had a holy bang that night.
Yeah, but if you say consummated, everyone's like, oh, wow, interesting.
I'm so happy.
Well done, yeah.
She said, I hope she doesn't listen to Tyrus and Tim. There's no way she does, okay? Because I'll just read it. There's no way she listens to Tyrus and Tim.
This will be the time she watches one
no.
time.
No. Okay. Because I really sent it to my friend.
Our numbers are up, so don't blow this for us.
She said, tonight.
She can't get through it.
She said, tonight, 6 years ago, this man and I vowed for better, for worse, before God, family, and friends, and then consummated the marriage that night. Smiley emoji.
Consummated for God, family, and friends.
And consummated the marriage that night, period. Smiley emoji.
Ew.
I'm not kidding.
Ew.
This is not kidding.
I'm seeing it. Here's the thing.
Ew.
I just assumed everybody assumed
when
you say I do.
We didn't just get married.
She
we also
will later on.
We like, also
it's
did.
Just, it's kind of in the deal. Like everyone, no one says after you get married, I'm just spitballing here.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, was at the wedding. The food was great.
Yeah, yeah,
I
mm-hmm.
had the steak.
But did you guys
consummate?
Have sex?
Did you guys consummate? Is it official? Yes. What time? Around 9, around 9:15.
Yeah. That's early.
We're finished around 9:15. Was that you? Would you finish or would she finish? Oh, with your consummation
I'm going to start doing that when anyone has to get married.
Just
I'm going to comment. I'm going to leave in the comments, but did you consummate them?
Yeah. Let's get this deal done.
You didn't write that you consummated in the caption, so I need to know, did you consummate?
I can't wait for my next Fox News negotiation where I say, hey, let's consummate this contract. Let's get this done. All right?
Ew,
consummation down.
And then consummated the marriage later that night, smiley face emoji. Yeah.
She might as well wink.
She wants you to know that not only did she consummate, but she enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Good for you.
It's almost like he broke in on her Facebook and wrote about himself. Because I feel
he
like
he edited it.
He was amazing.
Originally, there was no smiley.
Yeah.
And he said, what the f*** are you doing? And she said, oh, my bad.
Yeah.
Smiley. Add a smiley.
And he smilingly went back to his Xbox.
This post was edited.
That. I just, you know, people just give so much
information.
That was too much.
It's not information. You know what? No. It's not information. It is crap. It is not information. That's not something anyone needs to know. And guess what? We assumed you did.
Yeah.
That's like literally, if you see a woman's pregnant and you go to her, did you consummate that? Or did you?
Yeah.
We assumed at some point, you know, unless she has to tell you, oh, I did this through, a tube and some slime kit I got from Nickelodeon. Yes. Like, then you go, oh, thanks for sharing. And as you walk away, you're like, I didn't want to know that. But you certainly don't go up to someone and be like, can I talk to you about your consummating practices with your wife? I mean, you guys are having a lot of kids.
Yeah.
Like, did she really think that if she didn't write that, someone was going to be in the comments, did you have sex?
Yeah. Just curious.
She's
going
to
get attacked by the woke mob. Is your marriage even legal?
Yeah.
Because you didn't. I clearly says you talked about your vows, but nowhere is anything about consummation. Yeah. Now, there's no consummation.
There's a checklist.
There's
of consummation
no
is last.
Yeah. I mean, what are we, back in the 15th century when you had to, like, throw a sheet with blood on it out the window that you were married? You know, like, can you imagine that pressure? Like, people, I'm glad customs kind of.
I'm going to look at
when you look back some of the weird customs with marriage, you're like, what? You had to pay the guy to marry your daughter? What is. I feel like that sends the wrong message. Ooh! Because we have breaking news, and do not forget this breaking news. Kat, I read a story. While I was supposed to be doing work, I ran across this story. Man gets arrested for killing his wife with a snake.
What?
Now, I know that sounds bad enough. Apparently, the second time's the charm.
What?
So, this
twist.
This in India.
Wait, nobody in the comments is mentioning that she said consummated.
Why?
Because
everyone's just saying happy anniversary.
Because it's blessings awkward.
blessings on your anniversary.
Blessings because, on your
consummation. Yay, happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Yeah.
Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary.
That one warrants a block from me. Because
happy anniversary.
Because she's clever.
As if she didn't say, we didn't just get married, we fucked.
If she would have said that, they would have been like, rude, too much information.
Yeah.
Brag much.
And it has 107 likes.
Damn.
Because everyone.
Who? I want all 170 people to explain themselves to me.
Kat, I guarantee you, if you put on your Twitter right now, reminding of my wedding day and the evening when we consummated the deal,
yeah.
I guarantee you, everyone will say, aw, I'm so happy you're married.
Yeah.
Because we will all try to ignore
it. They turn a blind
eye. Because it's an acceptable word.
Yeah,
so
I guess.
Constantly like, oh, she's happy anniversary. Because there isn't a sophisticated word to insult that word.
Because it's not technically inappropriate.
It's not inappropriate,
science.
Yes. It's
scientific.
It's deeply inappropriate.
But it's polite.
It is polite.
I don't care. There's no
difference,
though. It's still too much information.
Okay, would you prefer a rude,
I'd prefer if she
racist
said,
person
and then
attacking
we did
you
the nasty.
On your Polish
that would be hilarious.
If she said did the nasty,
or a polite,
but don't
or a polite
say
one.
Consummate.
Yeah.
Let's
think about it. If we could use this in other terms.
Did
if
the nasty
could,
is funnier.
And say, and then we did the nasty.
Yeah. And then we got it on.
But then the conversation changes because then that's when the weirdos come in. But
I'm going to start commenting on everyone's wedding photos. Did you do the nasty?
No.
That's
and
hilarious.
Then you'll get blocked and banned. But
do
if
it.
You say, is this marriage consummated? They're going to be like, well, yes, it was.
Yes, it was.
Yes,
was it?
Between our friends and family.
Was it within the 4-hour window? Because I've heard if it's not done within 4 hours, your marriage doesn't count.
Yeah.
I told you.
It's like the marriage license.
Yeah. Don't you dare touch that dial. And if you do have a dial, you need an upgrade. We'll be right back.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. With summer quickly approaching, CarShield is offering a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs, like AC parts and check engine light mysteries. See why CarShield is voted America's most trusted vehicle protection company, and see why our commitment to our customers has landed us an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. We have live reps here to answer all your questions. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Visit us for your free quick quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio. What do you have to lose? Visit carshield.com/audio.
And speaking of marriage license, so this guy in India.
Oh, yeah.
And this is what we're talking about. Not only. Okay. I love this story. I hate it at the same time. So he's going to marry this girl and it's an arranged marriage. But there's a caveat to it. She, as they put it, was special. She had a learning disability. And her learning disability was that she didn't really see bad in people. She was very happy all the time. She was like slow, special. In the range, in the spectrum of mild mental retardation of some sort. So he wanted more money to marry her.
I don't like this
that's,
story.
Oh, there's nothing
up.
About.
That's but, really screwed up.
Because, but traditionally, the family does give a dowry.
Yeah.
So when you marry, and he was looking into this as financial gain, where I'm going to marry this girl, and they're going to give me a whole bunch of stuff, and it's going to change my life around.
Uh-huh.
Because he was not a man doing well.
Right.
Evidently, the marriage was consummated, Kat, just to let you know.
All right, go.
And he got frustrated.
Did they do the nasty?
Yeah,
that's what everybody wants to know.
Cross, excuse you. I will not answer that. If you rephrase.
Did they consummate?
Yes, it was a beautiful consummation.
They consummate.
And then he wanted more money.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't enough. I need more to take care of her. And the loving father did so. But apparently, she was an amazing wife. Cooked clean, took care of everything. But he wasn't making enough money, and this wasn't working out for him. So he decided he had to kill her. It had to be murder.
Jeez.
So what does he do? Apparently, he watched a lot of YouTube videos of snake handling. So he goes out and he purchases, because they're indigenous to India, a viper.
Oh, my God.
A deadly viper. Oh, my God. And puts in her favorite juice, sleeping sedatives, and throws the snake on her when she's passed out.
Oh, my God.
And she is awakened by the snake biting her.
Poor woman.
And is rushed to the hospital.
Did he take her to the hospital?
Yes, he did.
Oh, no, he didn't.
And guess what? She survives. She survives.
And he's going to jail.
No.
No?
What?
So he regroups.
Take two.
This wasn't a bad idea where I could get caught. Wrong fucking snake. Why have a viper do a job a cobra can do? So oh what God. Does he do? He waits a few months.
No one investigated or nothing happened
from
this?
Random snake bit her while she was sleeping because of where they live. Poisonous snake bites are do happen.
They didn't.
Yeah, because I'm able to live my life sun up to sundown, everything in between, without thinking about snakes at all.
No, maybe a random pigeon
I don't
attack.
Think about snakes.
You might have a pigeon attack, but even that, you know, you got chains for that. But so he now gets a cobra, and he does the same thing. He juices her juice glass. She passes out.
That's okay.
And he throws the snake on her, but it's after six. So what he didn't know about cobras is they shut it down at sundown.
No way.
They don't feel any reason to attack anything. So they throw her, he throws it on her, the snake doesn't do anything. He throws it on her again, the snake still doesn't do anything.
Wow.
So what does he do? He makes the snake bite her.
How? He like physically opens its mouth?
Yeah, he makes the snake bite her. When the snake finally does bite, he pushes down and he milks it in her thing.
That's screwed
where,
up.
And then to where the snake bites twice. And he milks it into her body.
He might as well just strangle her.
And she died on her way to the hospital. Like, this time, he doesn't take her to the hospital. He acts like a snake must have just got up the stairs and bit her. So he plays this one right. But again, Kat, we always talk about, we never condone.
You need no condone murder of any kind.
No, of course.
He didn't have an exit strategy, did he?
He tried to be clever. He tried to get rid of his computer history and his phone history so no one knew that he was looking up how to get snakes to bite. But the family was a little suspicious the second time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like
twice? Really?
Twice.
Really?
And she's up on the upstairs.
Same exact way.
The snake literally could not physically get up to her room to get her.
Mm-hmm.
So that was one of the problems. And then when the coroner was looking at the snake bite, they're like, this doesn't look right. Cobra's bites are very direct in their fangs. There should be two little holes. And it should have woke her up. She should have been. It's the most excruciating pain known to man. Like, nothing is. You're not going to sleep through that, especially not one, but two. And so the bites were stretched. Like, it looks like someone was milking a snake. And they know that in India because they milk cobras because of the venom out there. So their eyebrows are raised. They're wondering what's going on. And apparently he forgot that he made a phone call to a snake handler ask him what was the best way to get a snake to bite. Asking for a friend.
Oh,
he phoned a friend.
So he went to jail he went to prison for life.
Okay.
Unfortunately, she did pass away.
Damn.
But the entire community came forward and like people came out of the woodwork, snake experts, and they're like, the snake, because the brother found the snake and killed it. But they saved the body of the snake, which is what convicted him, because the snake didn't have any food in his belly. And they're like, well, cobras eat on average twice a day, every day, because of their metabolism. So there was no food in there. So this snake clearly was being held against his will at some point.
Wow.
That's what convicted him. It was the empty belly of the snake that got him.
Wow.
Everything else was circumstantial.
Should have given the snake a snack.
But
really,
when it comes to family and you're trying to off family, and again, no, not condoning, Kat.
No. Nary a time.
But if I decide I'm going to take Kat out and I'm going to pour honey in her boots and wait for a bear to randomly attack her on her way to work.
Foolproof. Foolproof brand. Honey and all honey in the boots trick.
But Kat is clever and manages to outwit the bear. I don't come back 2 weeks later with more honey and a different bear.
Different
like,
boots.
I just move on to a new tactic.
Yeah.
To where, like, how random was it that Kat Timpf was attacked twice
on
days that she was hosting
yeah.
by a bear?
In New York City.
City, of all places. And ironically, Tyrus has rented a bear from the... I don't know if you
it's
can,
all circumstantial.
But I'm just saying that...
And then you called a bear expert.
Expert, like, what's the best way if I wanted asking for a friend
to get a bear to eat a podcast host?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
The old honey in the shoes.
Yeah,
like Tiger King. Apparently, the perfume on the boots was a real thing. He was right. They were trying to kill him. It's a whole what have you.
Stay tuned because we got some crazy stuff coming up right after this.
Speaking of family, now we have a breaking news story, and this. I have heard this story, but I, because of my lack of family, I am not qualified to help you with this story. Not you, this story. Kate found this story. It's amazing. But Kat, she has a very tight-knit family, and she's not afraid to bring in a stray or two.
Yeah.
Incorporate in her family.
Nice.
So if the very least, I think we all can agree that the Timp family is very understanding and accommodating. I mean, literally, she was once broken up with by a boyfriend that her father was present from on a trip.
Horrible.
And the Timp family said, no matter how heartbreaking, embarrassing, and ignorant and stupid this was of him, we will finish this day at the carnival park.
I'm still not over that story.
That's what we do. Fun will override personal
I was sobbing
heartache.
Violently on the Ferris wheel.
Oh,
but was still
he was sitting next
on
to me.
The Ferris
what
the wheel
hell?
Next to him. I don't want to make a lot of short films, but I want to make this short film. I want to make
that
this short film.
That would be so good. I would watch that.
As this thing goes by, I would not change anything. As the Ferris wheel goes by.
That'd be so good.
And then they're on another
People
cool ride,
the
teacups. She still made all the rides.
Yeah.
She won the hot dog
we
eating contest.
The tickets, we're going on the
She's
rides.
She's still crying. Like at one point, the hot dog, she looks up and he still goes, no, it's still over.
Yeah.
But that in itself, that would be a great movie. So please, without further ado, Kat, we need your expertise because only you can really pass the right judgment on this one.
All right, let's hear this story.
This is our Thanksgiving gift to America.
Yeah.
It's a spinoff show. Sincerely, Timp is coming together with Tyrus and Timp to give you some real advice on what this family should do and how they should handle it.
All right. There's a family that hosts Thanksgiving, and there are two members of the family that are unvaccinated, and everyone else is vaccinated.
Okay.
So... The people that host Thanksgiving invited everybody. It was going to be a great time, whatever. Then somewhere along the line, two of the other invited guests didn't like that the unvaccinated guests were going to attend.
Mm.
So uninvited them, even though it is not their house that they're hosting.
Whoa.
And the hosts were not made aware.
For the viewers at home, Timp is interested and is getting upset.
So other vaccinated people that are not the hosts.
Are not the hosts.
Not the hosts.
Just guests.
Decided to uninvite other people.
Yes.
From a home that is not theirs.
Yes.
From an event that is not theirs.
Yes.
What? That is crazy.
Yes.
I don't care what the reason is.
Yes.
I don't care what the reason is. If it's your house and you're the host, that's what the word host means.
It's the principle of it.
Yes.
It's the principle of it. So the hosts were like, I don't know if we're... The whole family was like, I don't know if we're going to say it, like whatever. And then somewhere along the line, the host ended up putting his foot down and was like, that was not right.
Well, the backstory was the host's young daughter had just had it.
Yeah.
And just said, enough of this. Actually, in the story, was like, this is bullshit.
Yeah.
You need to do something.
Yeah.
Like,
it's
you just don't go into somebody's house and tell them who sits at
you
their table.
You can't just sit there and eat turkey next to someone who does
the
that.
The daughter is a spitfire.
Oh.
Yeah.
Spitfire.
She's a pistol starter. She does not play. And she was upset.
Yeah.
But still went through the proper channels, which I actually respect.
She never ended up doing anything.
She was the Jiminy Cricket. In that situation with said individual to do some confrontation.
Yes.
Please continue.
Well, and then, I mean, long story short, the host ended up saying something, said his piece. Long story short, those who uninvited the guests apologized. And everything is now everyone's going.
But hold on. Because why?
Because
what did the host tell them?
because they said it was selfish and that it was unacceptable because this is
and
their
if
house.
They didn't like it, they could uninvite themselves.
Yeah, that's what.
Yeah, there's if you are not the host,
you're not the host.
A guest, there's only one person that you can uninvite, and that's yourself.
Yes.
Exactly.
That's how it works.
Yes.
You know what? And that's a great life lesson to the world today.
Yeah.
If you don't like something, you don't cancel it. You just don't go.
Excuse yourself.
You can cancel yourself.
Yeah, you don't uninvite someone to let. That is like something that happens in playgrounds that ends with someone getting beat up.
I know.
You know, the 5-year-old's like, I'm having a birthday party and you can go and you can go and you can go. And then one kid's like, don't let Darren go. He picks his nose. And they're like, shut up. Don't be a jerk.
Yeah.
You know, you don't like it. You don't have to come. Sorry.
Yeah.
But that is a great life lesson because we live in right now to where people can try to uninvite. Could you imagine, Tim? Someone tried to uninvite a guest at your house?
That I had invited.
That you invited.
I want there. And I'm going to be the one preparing everything and cleaning everything. Mm-hmm. I cannot imagine doing that.
Yeah.
No.
The clean, and if I, but if I was.
Had
and
you
then
were.
Still? No.
If you had consummated all those things.
No.
If I consummated.
And I,
the turkey. And the.
If you went through, if you consummated the plan to do this full regalia.
Yeah.
And literally somebody just reached out to one of your guests and said, hey.
And decided to
I don't think it's a good idea that you
unconsummated
come.
It.
Yeah. If you, I don't think it's a good idea if you come
can never
to,
unconsummate,
to the Tim
Fossil
this weekend. Why? Did Kat say something? No. No, Kat didn't say anything. I actually haven't talked to her yet. And I prefer if you'd have the good taste not to either.
I know.
Just don't come, okay? Because we don't want you there. No, I'm only speaking for myself, but I just want it to be known that you can't come.
Yeah.
So don't call Kat. Just don't show up.
Yeah.
And I'll explain everything to her after you don't show up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way that they would normally do it. But that was not being had. So it worked out well. And then another amazing thing, the actual individual did something that we don't see anymore. Apologized. But it wasn't like a forced apology. It was the right apology.
It was.
Because it was that's a pretty rotten thing to do to somebody. We covered that one story on Gutfeld, which is on. Well, I mean, it's not on Sundays.
Yeah,
okay?
Exactly.
So every day on Fox News, except Sundays. But we're working on Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
But it was the right way to go.
Mm-hmm.
And we just don't see that anymore.
Which is good and honorable.
Or don't hear about it.
Yeah, the news.
It's not front page news.
The source
this would have been front page news if a fight would have broke out.
Yeah, the source said it all ended up happy. So hopefully their Thanksgiving goes well.
Or the people were not actually allowed to go. Then it would have been a piece about how the woke restored Thanksgiving.
Like
kicking out people who didn't even ask why they weren't or what their issue was.
Mm-hmm.
And also, they were a little hypocritical because in the beginning of the story, that same individual had issues, was at a concert with like 3,000 people. Pretty sure not everybody in there had the little card.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so. Or some of them had fake ones, probably.
Yeah, probably.
So, Tim, I don't even want to think what would happen if someone...
Nary a time.
Yeah, that's a serious line to cross. Mm-hmm. That's a habitual line stepper. That's somebody who... But you know what? You gotta check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Right.
Because this individual almost missed out on all the trimmings and all the good stuff of Thanksgiving because they wanted to be judgmental in a place where they had no place. That's like literally me calling up to the top floor and be like, hey, I'd like to speak to Rupert for a minute. Hey, Rupert, you want to clean out your desk? I didn't really like your attitude. I decided to let you go.
No, it's like you taking a panelist off of Gutfeld.
Yeah.
Yeah, saying you can't come.
Yeah, you can't do
But they just booked me. I'll take care of that.
I am on yet.
Don't tell anyone. Don't show
Could
up.
Could you imagine the scathing email we'd get from Greg?
Yeah. That would probably have Joan involved. It would be a CC to Joan. If you get a scathing email from Greg and then Joan's involved, it's going to be a long, long, long email with the good thing about Gutfeld emails, they always have the resolution in at the end of it. So you have
That's
to go
nice.
Through him yelling and carrying on. And then at the very end of it is like, but, you know, the show was great. And so, you know.
That's nice.
See you at 5. Is it?
I mean, at least it ends on a positive note.
But it's really long. I don't like long emails. Short and to the point. Tim, what have you learned today?
I have learned that. The audacity continues to be an epidemic of there continues to be an epidemic of audacity.
Yeah, narcissism and the consummation of just ridiculous overbound. I mean, you're just crossing. There's no boundaries. You do not cancel someone else's party. You just don't go.
Yeah.
hey, I'm throwing a birthday party. Oh, I'm sorry, Kat. I can't make the party, so tell everyone it's off.
Yeah.
It's not happening.
Well, in addition to what you learned, what did you do for Thanksgiving? I'm sure listeners want to know.
I watched football and I ate.
Okay.
Unapologetically.
Nice.
And I'm pretty sure I ate. I'm pretty sure I pretty much consummated a turkey.
I was going to say it, but I was like, nah, I won't say it.
Just went down. I think if you say it, it's fine.
I don't know.
But obviously the word of the day is...
Consummate.
Consummate.
Consummate is definitely the word of the day.
Right, it's
a new adverb. It can mean anything you want it to be. So.
Yeah, right. Yeah, even put it in a Facebook status.
Yeah. I don't have Facebook, but if I did,
yeah,
that would be... It, I would like it to replace it's complicated with it's consummated. Because I think that's kind of the same message. It means the exact same thing. I'm still sleeping with him, but I'm pursuing other options.
I'll pitch that as a title for the episode and it will quickly get shot down.
Yes, Jason's like, no, absolutely not. So, but
I learned,
unless it's con, su, made.
You like phonetically spell
yeah,
it.
Just spell it weird, yeah.
I learned that... don't try the same killing tactic twice.
Yes. I mean, damn.
What? That's just poor planning.
Your wife has been bitten by two different rare species of...
Same time of night.
In bed while she's asleep on the third floor story. On the third floor or the third story of their home. Yeah.
And just circumstantial.
And the only way the snake could be brought in was if someone carried it and threw it on the bed.
Mm-hmm.
They have air holes in their buildings in India. The air holes were all filled in with cement. So there was literally no, it was a snake-proof house. Because after your daughter's been bit by a snake once, you fill in the hole so another snake doesn't come in.
Mm.
But apparently he wanted everyone to convince themselves that the snake just let himself in the house and walked upstairs.
Right.
Well, they do a lot of cool things. Walking upstairs is something that snakes aren't particularly good at.
It's
and yes, there'll be some smart ass somewhere who's like, well, technically snakes can get upstairs. Yeah, I get that. But in this house, it was next to impossible for it to get to where it needed to go. But I digress.
Right.
All right. So for more podcasts like that, you can check us out at Fox News. Just like this. You check us out at foxnewspodcast.com. Hopefully everyone is getting ready for leftovers now.
It's Christmas season now.
Yeah, everyone's shopping. Listen, less gifts, more thought.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are we good with that? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking homemade gifts this year. I got no money.
Yeah, I'm just going to draw people pictures, but I'm going to draw them like I was in the third grade.
Yeah, I'm going to just draw everyone a picture.
Like
yeah.
Stick figure style.
Of us holding hands.
Yeah.
No matter who they are. Yeah. We're holding hands.
Same exact one. I'm just going to draw pilgrims.
Yeah.
And do the turkey hand.
Yeah.
And be like, but it's Christmas. Yeah. It's...
Macaroni necklaces. Let's bring those back.
Yeah, let's do those. Yeah. And the chain link things, the paper.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Paper chains. Yeah.
Paper chains. We'll bring that up. All right. I'm good with this. Take us home, Kate.
Enough said. Happy Thanksgiving.
Gobble, gobble. Listen ad-free with Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.